The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, friends. I just screamed at you there, but I wanted to wake you up. I'm like your morning cup of coffee on your commute. I'm the gift that keeps on giving, if you will. Today's episode of Be Here for a While is brought to you by MyFit Jeans and Katana Safety. Both products I'm super excited about, especially for the holidays. I will talk about that later, though. I'm getting so excited for the holidays. I was just at Trader Joe's. And first of all, great sample today. Sometimes they're disappointing. For the most part, I'm very happy. Last week when I went, they had none other than cauliflower gnocchi. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Bad Italian. Which is a spin on just potato gnocchi, but I think it's healthier. With a truffle fettuccine sauce. A little heavy, but when you're only having two bites of it, it's delicious. But today, they had a very festive themed sample. I love samples, if you can't tell. Big fan of Costco. So their festive sample today was, it sounds disgusting, but might I just say it was delicious. It was cream cheese, jalapenos, pomegranates mixed into a little dip, put on top of it, and they went classy, endive or endive. I don't know if I'm saying that right either. Delicious. But it's very festive in there. I got really happy because when you go and you pay, you put your credit card in, and when you pull it out, instead of it going like, like you feel... Those things are so annoying because it's, you can't figure out how to pay. It takes forever to figure out if you're swiping or putting it in. But the second it approves your card, it starts screaming at you. Normally, the sound is very annoying. This time, they had a Christmas jingle. They had like reindeer bells that came out. I was so happy. And my checkout guy was so happy and in the holiday spirit. He was asking me if I was ready for the holidays. I said yes. By yes, I mean I'm ready to partake in holiday festivities. I have bought no one a gift, not one person a present, but I should probably get on that. Oh, actually, no, we did a little Vanderpump family gift exchange, and my secret Santa was Sheena, and I bought her a very Sheena dress. It was sparkly, it was tight, and it was adorable. Anyways, but like my family, I haven't bought them presents yet. But in my family, it's more of like, I'm like baby Huey. They, just buy me presents. My mom likes to call me Baby Huey because I'm still not married. No children. It's actually my sister and her kids and her husband aren't even coming this year because they're doing it with his family. So it's just literally my parents and me. And I'm still going to open up presents in the morning. They've got to be so disappointed. It's working for me, though. I don't know. So anyways, the guy at the checkout at Trader Joe's, very cheery, asked me if I was ready for the holidays, and I said yes. And then he was like, I'm just in such a good holiday spirit. And I was like, you are putting me in such a good mood. And I came right from Trader Joe's, and I did this intro, so that's why I'm in such a good mood. And also, the other day, you know, I've mentioned a few times on the podcast, had a rough summer, sometimes I get a little bummed. But the other day, I was like, you know what, I'm not going to be bummed anymore. I'm just going to decide to be happy. I'm going to decide to count my blessings and be grateful and be happy because I'm doing what I want for a living. I love it. I have wonderful friends. I got a wonderful family. I am trying to diet sometimes. It's not always successful, but it's on the goal list. And I feel good. And I just decided I'm going to... I don't know if that's like insulting to people who are, you know, depressed. I'm not trying to be because sometimes I feel that way. And I just, I'm fed up with ever having a bad day like that. So I'm not going to do it. I encourage you all to try it. So far, it's working. I got some fun shows coming up. I will be in Chicago at Zany Chicago on February 4th and 5th. Yes, I'm so excited. I've never been to Chicago. Please send me restaurant recommendations. I really want to try out the best food there. Shopping, more interested in the food. And then I go to Zany's Nashville. I'm so excited. I've never been to Nashville either. Also, feel free to send me food suggestions. I will be there on February 6th. So we got Chicago, February 4th and 5th. Nashville, February 6th. You can get tickets at Zany's Chicago or Zany's Nashville or at RachelOBrienComedy.com. And then I'm in Tempe, Arizona at the Tempe Improv with my good friend Jill Kimmel on February 20th. And you can get those tickets at the Tempe Improv. And I added a Boston date. I'm coming back to Boston. I'm doing Laugh Boston on March 24th. I had such a blast last time, and I love Boston. And I have a very fun announcement for you guys. I don't think I've talked about it yet on my podcast because I was waiting for the actual launch date. I started a second podcast with my co-host, Christine Blackburn, who she's been on my podcast. I've also done her podcast, Storyworthy. Well, we combine forces with Westwood One Radio, huge radio company. They're so great. And we are bringing you a podcast called Screwed Up Stories because, let's face it, we all screw up. And Christine and I are hosting fearless guests telling true and personal tales you won't believe about sex, dating, marriage, divorce, cheating, wellness, and rebuilding. It's not a home and garden show. It's not Oprah. It's real life, and it's really funny. Our guests bring crazy stories. Like, we had Kelly Carlin on, George Carlin's daughter, who tells a story about hooking up with a teenage pop star in Farrah Fawcett's house and then showering in Farrah's shower using Farrah Fawcett shampoo under Farrah's faucet. Just crazy stuff like that. Another comedian, Christine King, a spontaneous sexual weekend she has with a guy that is not her boyfriend, only to find out that this guy was her boyfriend's college roommate. So needless to say, it didn't take long for him to find out. Another girl who met Brittany Louise Taylor, who met her fiance on Tinder, only to find out he was a complete con artist. So it's stories of you screwing up or being screwed, or it's just, it's fun, it's funny, and I'm so excited for it. So check out Screwed Up Stories on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate, review, subscribe, and do the same with Be Here for Well. All right, guys, I have a really fun guest today. You guys know her from The Friendly Skies. You also know her from being a guest multiple times on my podcast. And if you've been to some of my live podcasts, she's often my guest. She's my funny childhood BFF, Sabrina Danzel.
Hello.
Ooh, why do you do an owl hello too? Sometimes I feel like when I say hello on my podcast, I sound like an owl.
Oh.
You just did.
Yeah.
Is it because we've known each other for a long time?
Maybe.
We're just picking up habits. Just,
yeah, rubbing off.
I don't know. I like it.
Yeah.
Interesting. You look comfy. You are nestled amongst pillows in pajamas.
I'm cozy.
You're very Marilyn Monroe right now.
I'm curled up like a kitten.
You are. You are a dainty little kitten. You little minx, you.
I'm a tender flower.
Ugh. And you started a podcast.
I did. I recently started a podcast with my brother and a very good friend, and it's called Top That, and it's a list podcast, so we just talk about our top five. Categories can be anything.
Give me a category. I want to give you a top five.
We did top five childhood celebrity crushes.
Who are my childhood celebrity crushes? I don't think I was a kid that had crushes like that. I think I was really too busy just like dancing, acting out sketches in front of my parents, eating, obviously.
Nice.
You know,
you
I don't think so.
See, most of the, did a lot of surveys around asking around, you know, to see who had what childhood celebrity crushes, and lots of girls our ages were
New Kids on the Block,
JTTs, Leos, New Kids. Bowie actually came up a lot from The Labyrinth.
He was terrifying.
I know. I
very
agree.
Sexual in that movie,
but
as
yes,
well.
I feel like
I still
feel like The Labyrinth was kind of like a sexual awakening for a lot of girls.
It wasn't a sexual awakening for me. I still maintain that The Labyrinth is the scariest movie of all time.
That movie didn't scare me, and I definitely didn't have a sexual awakening by any means.
How could that movie not scare you? There's trolls, there's mazes, the baby's stolen.
The only
David Bowie's balls are in your face.
I don't know. I guess that was my comfort zone.
Seriously, I think it was a bit of a sexual awakening for
maybe,
you.
Maybe I was already past that. I was into Bon Jovi when I was like 5 years old.
He's great.
So,
yeah. But I don't know if I remember being like, oh, he's hot. Oh, John Cougar Mellencamp. I think I was into the Mellencamp. Oh, and then he just went by John Cougar, and it's just too much.
Then I lost interest.
I did. I went on to Bruce Springsteen.
I thought.
But these weren't really our time. This is older than.
No, totally. But I mean, I thought it was bad that I was like 5 or 6 swooning over John Bon Jovi and his long flowing blonde locks.
Who wouldn't?
I know, but not.
I want to braid them.
Not a lot of 5 or 6 year olds.
Not boys to men. I don't remember thinking they were that attractive, but I really liked their music.
Yeah, they were good music. New Kids on the Block definitely were way more in that, you know.
Let me throw one at you. Crisscross.
Were you no. Were you into Crisscross?
I liked their music. And their backwards pants
I'm
style.
I'm talking about the guys that were on, like,
I wonder
the
if
teen
anyone
Tiger
listening to this
Beat
even knows
magazines.
Who Crisscross is. Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Leonardo DiCaprio was definitely in there.
Who was the one? Oh, I actually met
really
him
into
later
the
in life.
Less popular ones, mm-hmm. Devin Sawa.
Oh yeah,
Josh Hartnett.
Yeah, he was a good one. He always looked like he just woke up from a nap, though.
Yeah, I was totally into that.
Yeah, it's like Neve Campbell also always looked like she just finished crying, well, or she was about ready to cry. She was always teetering on the edge of a cry.
Keanu looks like he's always ready, like he just woke up from a nap.
I don't want to talk about Keanu anymore.
Well. It's fun.
This makes me sensitive.
I will find a way to weasel it in every time.
No, I mean,
it's the
I
gift that keeps on giving.
It's just because I feel like I failed, you know. Well. But I don't really know many people that have had Keanu encounters.
No,
he's not one that people really have.
He's not out and about.
He's really not.
He's not on the scene.
Which is why I sent him an email. I thought he'd respect that.
Exactly, is the only way to reach him.
Right? Jesus. Yeah. Okay, so. I picked Sabrina up from the airport. She's only in town for one night. One night only.
One night only.
One night only. That's okay. Well, I'm kind of bummed about it. But picked you up. I asked you how dating was going, and you told me you got back on Bumble.
I did get back on Bumble recently. It's only been a couple weeks.
You said a month earlier.
Well, couple
four are you
weeks.
Lying to my listeners or are you lying to me?
I'm lying to myself.
You're like to yourself, you're like, it's been 2 days.
Yeah. It's fresh. It's the first time. I don't know how it works.
You are lying to yourself. Yeah. It's really been 3 months and you haven't gone on a date. So in your head you're like, I'm barely even on it.
Yeah.
I don't even use
I'm
it.
Never on it. No, I got on it again because I was bored and still bored. The guys on there, you know, you match and connect, but then nobody ever wants to meet up. I've been chatting with this guy who seems like we have a lot in common. Mm-hmm. One thing that I thought was...
Does he also like Devin Sawa?
I'm not sure if he likes Devin Sawa.
Hit him with
him
that
yet.
And see if he even knows who he is. And that will be the...
One of the reasons why I swiped right on him was because he said that he was ugly when he was a kid, so he has a really good personality.
Oh, well, that's right up your alley.
Right?
Right up my alley.
Like, okay. So we have a lot of the same musical interests. We both like karaoke, all that stuff.
Okay.
We've talked about meeting up multiple times, and every time I'm available, somehow he has something that just comes up.
Interesting.
Got a head cold.
Do you feel like he may have a girlfriend? Is that what's coming up?
Possibly. I mean, having shoulder surgery is a pretty big excuse for not wanting to meet up.
That's not usually an emergency surgery. That is something you know at least a week in advance.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Did he tell you that he had just recently injured his shoulder?
No, he didn't tell me about the injury. He just told me that he was having surgery.
These are elaborate excuses if
exactly,
they're excuses.
Right? And then another one was the old, my brother came into town and I thought he was getting a hotel and now I have to host him. So it's impossible.
So there was a head cold, a shoulder surgery, and a brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know.
And are these canceled the day of?
Yes.
I don't know if we should hang out with him.
Right?
I lost interest on the second
strike.
Yeah.
And I gave him the benefit of the doubt. And now I'm definitely, I wouldn't say lost total interest, but very close to lost total interest.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah. I feel like my listeners, tell me what if this happens to you on dating apps, but I feel like I hear this a lot where you can email me info@rachelbrandcomedy.com or DM me. I like DMs on Instagram better at this point because I feel like I see them easier. But whatever, either way. DM me at Rachel, RachelNobrien. Anyways, do you guys have this problem where you'll match with someone on a dating app and then it's like there's no plan to hang out or it doesn't usually happen?
Yeah, they don't even engage with you at all.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I am guilty of that.
We all have done it at some point.
Well, I have this thing. So I got on, and I'm not proud of this, but actually I don't really care because John was being a jerk. I actually originally got on Raya while I was still dating John, like my boyfriend, like several years ago. But I never actually matched with anyone or did anything with it. But he was being so mean to me. And I was just like, I'm going to see if I can get on this app. And I did. And then I did nothing with it. I made a great profile.
I'll show him.
Frankly, I probably get on dating apps just so I can craft a profile and then just watch my slideshow. Like, because Raya plays as a slideshow. And just watch it over and over again. Like, this is fantastic. I don't know who wouldn't be into this. Anyways, but even now, like, whenever I'm dating someone and I get mad at them or whatever, I'm like, I'm going to go on a match binge, like matching with people, not match.com. And then with no intention of ever talking to anyone or hanging out with them. And then I'm always like spooked when they actually message me. No. I'm like, ah! No,
I went too far.
this was not in the plan. I just wanted to see who liked me. It's a little bit of an ego boost. And then when they're like, should we take this off the app? What's your phone number? Then I'm like, oh my God. And I throw my phone across the room.
That's a healthy habit.
You know. No, it's not.
Yeah.
No. I'm like laying on my couch afterwards, just like in a shame spiral.
Just passed out from binge matching.
I wonder if there's like, there's guy like friends that guys are like friends on these apps. They're like, do you ever match with that Rachel girl?
I always wonder that too. If guys are, because I actually haven't run into too many friends where we've matched, you know, with the same person. But I wonder if that happens with guys.
Where they talk about like, have you?
Yeah.
I think so. Yes. Yeah. Because I feel like, I mean, girls show you who they match. You know what I mean? I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I look like the matching ghosting whore.
Hey,
whenever the shoe fits.
Be proud of it. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not proud of it.
Well, you know, there's no shame in not sending.
I'm admitting a flaw of mine that is not that bad of a flaw.
Listen, what if you were the opposite? What if you just went full blown Hamilton and sent every guy multiple messages?
What
just
said Hamilton?
Ham.
It's like Hamilton, like the musical. Am I rapping at them in colonial attire?
If you went ham,
are they in colonial attire? Right.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. I have a colonial
like
theme.
Founding Fathers stuff. Right?
I think I'm gonna change my Raya song to a Hamilton song now.
Oh God, I hate you already. You don't even like musicals.
Can't stand them. That's the irony in it. Oh, that's where I'll get them.
Oh jeez.
Then I just get like gay gentlemen matching with me.
Yeah, they're just really excited to be your friend.
Yeah. Nice. Anyways, so I think people do, or I do it. I don't know. Are you having any luck on the Raya?
No. But my trouble.
Are we gonna get kicked off for talking about it? No, because we're not naming who's on there.
Yeah, my trouble is with that. I love the app because I also like to watch my own profile with the song.
It's a blast.
So and I change my song.
I feel like I make
time.
A mini Rachel O'Brien movie.
Oh, it's great. But since I live in Seattle, there's maybe one guy in Seattle that even has Raya. Not even like one good looking guy. Mm-hmm. It's one human.
Yeah.
Everybody is.
They're mostly in Europe or New York or LA.
Yes, exactly.
Because I remember when we went to Boston for that show. We got on Raya to see if we could invite people to the show. We weren't like trying to go on dates. We were just going to like, there was maybe one person and Boston's a big city.
Yeah.
They got to expand.
But New York had plenty.
Oh yeah. New York has a lot.
Yeah.
New York, LA. And then it'll be like Copenhagen, Paris. Random European cities and then New York and LA.
Yeah.
I feel like I never see like Florida or Dallas, Texas or anything.
I actually did match with a guy from Florida. He was a professional golfer.
Ooh.
And he was,
my dad would be happy if you dated a professional golfer.
He was cute. He looked like a lot of fun.
Golfers don't seem that fun. Well, actually, yeah, they do. Who's that really famous golfer that's a huge party animal?
Oh, I don't know, but I know who you're talking
like
about.
He's old school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I he might still golf. Man, I don't know if he does.
Yeah, probably not. Back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, you're a flight attendant. You could fly down to Florida for a date.
I know.
You should start doing that. You should match with people in any city and then just pop in. You get a lot of days off.
I think I haven't thought of that.
Oh.
It's very peculiar with this job. Most guys I have found are very, I don't know if insecure is the proper word for it, but are intimidated and not comfortable with the idea of me being a flight attendant. And to me, it's a no-brainer. Like, I can come, I've come down here to visit you just for a night. Mm-hmm. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
No big deal. I have 2 days off. I can go wherever I want. And for some reason, the fact that you don't live in the same city as them.
Well, it sounds like they have trust issues.
Exactly. So that's the majority of humans. They have a hard time trusting. They got all their own baggage. So to find somebody that's secure enough with to date somebody with a job that you're in and out all the time,
mm-hmm.
right off the jump.
I think we talked about this before. I read somewhere that flight attendants have the most successful marriages because you're not with the person all the time, so you're not getting sick of them. And
I believe it.
But I may have made that up, but I swear I read it somewhere.
To me, that would be the best relationship for me. Like, I've done the relationship where you are together constantly.
You guys even worked together.
We worked together. We lived together. It was, you know, it became way too much.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, the opposite end of the spectrum. And it's not healthy. But now I could never, ever, ever do that. I need my me time.
Yeah.
And having this job where I get.
Wait, are you saying you could never live with someone again?
No. I could never do that again. Mm-hmm. Like, be with somebody every single day, all the time.
Yeah.
It just would drive me nuts.
Yeah, I like a lot of me time. Like, I told the guy I'm hanging out with the other night not to come over because I had a very specific amount of food I wanted to eat. Or I had already eaten.
Classic tale.
I was putting everything but the bagel seasoning on my popcorn, so I had like horrible onion breath, and I was like, dude, we can't hang out tonight. But I said I was working and I needed to go to bed early.
I got a really busy day. As you're literally eating like a bucket of frosting. I'm sorry, I'm busy.
I'm so poof. Yeah, just I want to get up early and work out. I'm doing a 5 a.m. Yeah.
You know, big day.
Big day.
You understand, right?
But you need those nights.
Absolutely.
I love not living with someone. I've lived with a lot of boyfriends, and you can't. Well, maybe I'd be thinner though if I lived with a boyfriend because I couldn't do secret weird eating.
I feel like you would get comfortable with them and just...
That's true. Obviously do that.
You'd let them in on that one.
That's true. Yeah. I would definitely do that.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, but I definitely need that, you know, that alone time, that me time. And I definitely get it with my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to travel. I don't...
I think being a flight attendant sounds like the best job.
It's amazing. I feel very happy, very fulfilled. I constantly get to travel. I get that, you know, part of my bucket filled with, mm-hmm. you know, that wanderlust, wanting to get the hell out. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm stuck in one place all the time,
mm-hmm.
Which maybe, you know, you could call it character flaw, but if I live in one place for too long, I get really restless.
I mean, I don't mind living in LA, but if I'm in LA for too long without travel or without, I mean, I get to travel a lot from doing comedy, which is awesome. And I also love traveling alone.
Yeah, me too. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I like when like a friend can meet up and whatever, but I do not mind traveling alone. I like being at the airport alone. I love eating in restaurants alone.
We've been doing the alone stuff since we were teenagers.
We've always been that way.
Yeah.
What were we doing alone travel when we were kids? My mom didn't let me do anything.
No.
Where are you getting
from? But, like, when we were able to start driving around and stuff like that, you and I would definitely go.
Oh yeah.
Having, you know, solo lunches and stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
We got, you know, ripped that Band-Aid off a long time ago. A lot of people don't actually like to do things
by
themselves.
I think most people don't like being alone. Yeah. I think a lot of people are very freaked out by eating in a restaurant alone.
I know, it's really bizarre to mm-hmm. me.
Especially some people say like, well, maybe I'll like have like lunch alone, but like the concept of going during like dinner time alone, like it's the greatest thing,
right? Question, do you ever go to movies by yourself?
All the time.
Yeah.
I just don't go to movies that often, but I do go alone.
Yeah. I remember the first time I did it, I think I was in my maybe late teens, early 20s. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking it was weird because I'd never gone by myself before. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm walking into the theater alone here. Like, this is, do I look like a weirdo?
It's not like you talk to anyone in the movies anyways.
Exactly.
It is fun to kind of recap a movie with someone, but
yeah,
I've almost gone to a concert alone. The only reason why I don't think that that would be that fun, though, is because the singing with someone.
Totally.
Although I sat alone at the Elton John concert with my parents. Like, my parents, I surprised my mom for her birthday, and they had already had tickets all together. And so I got a ticket last minute, and I was crying alone during Tiny Dancer next to strangers. So that wasn't the most fun, but I guess I have technically sort of done it.
Yeah.
You know, they thought I was weird. They were all sitting because they were old. I wanted to stand. Yeah, it felt a little out of sync.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people that do that. I know lots of guys. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's more of a comfortable thing for men to do, is to go to concerts by themselves.
Shopping alone?
Easy.
That's the best.
I actually prefer shopping alone. I don't like shopping with other people.
Me too. It's too much pressure.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
And I get bored really fast because I don't really care for shopping in general.
You know, I don't really either, actually. No, I really don't. I kind of like makeup shopping. That's kind of fun to me.
I don't even, yeah. I mean, I'm just not into like shopping at stores, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, then I have a great idea for you. So I don't know about you, Sabrina, but I have the worst time finding jeans that fit. The thing that always happens to me is I get that, like, the lines in the back of my thighs when they're like a little bit too tight, but then they might be too big in the waist, and they sometimes stretch out or they shrink in the dryer. But I just got a pair of MyFit jeans, and they're incredible. They're so comfortable because they have premium denim, but with the comfort of yoga pants. I'm not joking. They are as comfortable as yoga pants, but they have like cute little pockets. They make your butt look amazing.
Ooh, and who doesn't like that?
Right? And I don't think I have that great of a butt, but when I put MyFit jeans on, I'm like, I am Halle Berry all the way.
Oh,
it's a good reference.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah. No, they're amazing. And if you're like me and you struggle to find a pair of jeans that fits you just right, you've got to try MyFit jeans. And they come in three colors. They come in the dark wash, the light wash, and black. And they have a flex tech denim that stretches and conforms to every curve. So let's say, for example, you know, your weight fluctuates 5 to 10 pounds, which mine does. These jeans will adapt to your shape. So if you gain a couple of pounds over the holidays, they won't get stretched out or be too loose if you slim down, which Ooh. Would be a great goal. You're on the keto diet. You might need that.
You know, these are going to be perfect for Christmas dinner day.
I wore them on Thanksgiving dinner, and they were.
I'm not going to have to loosen.
They were amazing.
Button.
Absolutely. And you can dress them up for holiday dinners with heels or dress them down with sneakers. They go with everything. And they're designed for all women, tall, short, sizes 2 to 20, and the style is great for any age, too. And if you don't believe me, just check out the photos on myfitjeans.com or on their Instagram and Facebook page. Everyone looks great in these jeans. And you can find your fit in one of two sizes. Size stunning fits regular sizes 2 to 12, and size gorgeous fits regular sizes 14 to 20. And they make a great gift because it's so easy to find the right fit. There's a 60-day risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your jeans for a full refund, and they'll cover the shipping. You're going to love MyFit jeans. And right now, they're offering my listeners an exclusive deal. Buy one pair and get 15% off. And if you buy two, the second pair is 50% off. That's amazing. Just go to myfitjeans.com and enter code BEHERE. Did you get all that? Go to myfitjeans.com and enter code BEHERE to get 15% off your first pair of MyFit jeans. And if you buy two, you'll get your second pair at 50% off. Just use code BEHERE, that's BEHERE, for this unbelievable deal at myfitjeans.com. You going to do it, Sabrina?
I am.
Good for you. You're going to be very happy with them. So, okay. So the things we like to do alone, which is most things. Would you ever go to a concert alone? Did you say this?
I would. I have not yet, but I would.
I mean, I would. And other times I have almost done it is when I really wanted to see Jackson Browne and no one else wanted to see him. Why? I don't know. I wanted to see Daryl Hall.
I would love to see.
And that was just at the Troubadour down here. Like, I would have done that.
I would easily go see Daryl Hall by myself. Hands down. Jackson Browne for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just get so into concerts, though, that people might think I'm crazy. You know when you and I went to that charity event and there was a cover band at Rock and Riley's?
Yeah, I do remember that.
We acted like it was Robert Plant himself.
Hey, we were in the front row. We were just
there was no one else there.
Still front row.
We were like, yeah!
If there's no other rows, it's still the front.
That's true. Yeah. That's a great way to think of it. Yeah. Some people would think of it as the back.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. There's no one in front of you.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I like being alone.
We're enthusiastic about music and we're enthusiastic about being alone. It's fine.
Yeah.
But circle back to the original topic. Not a lot of guys like that.
They
don't like an independent woman. They're intimidated by it.
But they say that they do because the guys also hate needy girls. I just had my last guest, Hannah Cranston. We were talking about how girls are told they're too much if they're too needy, or they voice what they need or voice what they want, or, you know, and so I think that's weird that when you say, you know, you're independent, that guys don't like that.
I think that they say things like that, that you're too much, because it's uncomfortable for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they want that, to me, is, I mean, not to get too intense with it, but, like, you know, just kind of a tactic to make you dial down who you are.
So they can shine brighter?
Yeah.
So they can be the funnier one?
Exactly. So they feel it's all about insecurity. Mm-hmm. You know, people project on others, you know, to make themselves feel better.
But do you think that, why would someone prefer to be with someone quieter or, I guess easygoing is not the right word, because everyone wants someone kind of easygoing, but someone that doesn't express their needs
timid.
Why would you want to be with, that's probably.
To me, it's a power and insecure thing, insecurity thing. You know, you have more control, because if you're insecure about somebody leaving you or going on a trip for work and they might cheat on you, you want to have control and create this sort of, you know, just kind of response in your partner that you don't want them to do this or be this type of person when you're not there.
Yeah.
You know?
I see what you're saying. Like, you would put if you're like an outgoing or funny or whatever person, and your partner's not around, they're thinking like, oh my God, they're going to attract other people. But if you're timid and you just stay at home alone. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So, I'm okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a good way. Well, it's not a good thing, but it's a good way to look at it. That makes more sense to me.
So that, to me, you know, is a lot of humans in general. I mean, obviously, I'm a female who's into men, so I'm speaking mostly about guys being insecure, but girls are insecure too. There are girls that find guys that are insecure as well. You know, it goes the other way.
Totally.
But yeah, most humans are insecure in general and have a lot of trust issues for whatever reason. So finding a guy that is comfortable with my job is difficult, and it's way more difficult than I ever thought it would be. I thought guys would be more on board with it.
Yeah.
Because you don't,
you're
not with each other all the time.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
On my new podcast, Screwed Up Stories, we had Dr. V on, who was the, she's the relationship expert on, what is it? The Celebrity Marriage Boot Camp, and she was on like LA Shrinks and all the stuff. Anyways, she was saying that, I don't know what the number was, but it was high. A certain percentage of divorces now. In the divorces, Facebook and social media is mentioned in the divorce as a reason for, like, you know, and you were talking about, like, people coming out of the woodwork and, like, hitting you up on.
Yeah, there is.
She was talking about this before the podcast, but it was cracking me up because it was someone, you were like, it's not a guy that.
There's this guy that's been. He's been responding to almost every Instagram story I post. And he's a friend of a friend. And our mutual friend, I'm very good friends with. And so is he. He considers this other guy his best friend.
Yeah.
And he recently started following me, in the last couple months. And then he started, you know, lightweight responding to things here and there, likes, you know, smile emojis and stuff like that. And then it started
testing the waters.
Yeah. And
would you respond?
Oh, just a casual thank you. Yeah. Really light, whatever. I don't want to be rude. And then it started getting heart eyes emojis and fires in your babe, and then most recently it was, when are you coming down to San Diego, which I didn't even realize that I had even met this person.
I also feel like you don't do a lot of stops in San Diego for your job.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not there very often. We do go there, but not often at all.
Is he suggesting a personal trip for him?
I don't know, but he said that he really wants to buy me a beer. And then it wasn't until after that.
San Diego for one beer.
I know. It wasn't until after that that he had mentioned that he had met me. And I asked him, when the hell did I meet you? And mm-hmm. he was able to reference a specific night mm-hmm. that I remembered. I was like, oh, one night years ago mm-hmm. through my friend that he's also friends with.
Yeah.
And so I've been sending screenshots of this, you know, very one-sided conversations yeah. to our mutual friend.
So you would never be interested in him?
No. Well, no. I mean, not at this point. I'm not attracted to him.
Yeah.
I don't even know if what he looks like on his Instagram is really what he looks
yeah.
like. You know, this was probably 4 years ago when I met him.
You could have a little balls just to randomly start reaching out to someone like that.
Yeah.
I wonder how often that works out for guys. Like, listeners, hey, DM me or whatever. Let me know. I'm curious. Like, does that really work? Like, if a guy I did not know just started, like, messaging me on Instagram, I'm going to go with no.
That's why it makes me so curious. Like, where do you think that this is going to go? You know, like, are you...
Especially you don't even live in the same city.
Exactly. Yeah. Which obviously in my job, it doesn't matter. But
if, yeah, that's true.
You know, you hear these random stories about people hooking up through Instagram or even, you know, celebrities, you know, like people will reach out in DMs to celebrities and they'll get response back. Like, I don't know where that works or where.
Well, it did not work for me and Keanu. I can tell you that yeah. right now. I can tell you it doesn't work for everyone.
Our luck does not lie in the DM.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to try that. I've reached out for people. Well, Keanu was to be a podcast guest, but I've DM'd a few, not necessarily like celebrities, but there's this podcast host. And I guess he's kind of a celebrity, but more just like a personal brand. His name's Lewis Howes. He's like, does like inspirational stuff.
I know him. I follow him. Yeah.
I DM'd him. No response. And then I actually went to his website where it said like, basically, don't bother DMing or asking me to be on your podcast because I like get so many requests and stuff. But yeah. I mean, I guess you have to try.
Absolutely.
And I DM Mia Sorvino too.
Especially like this she day didn't and respond age either. With technology. You know, when we were growing up, there was no way to ever be in touch with your childhood celebrity crushes mm-hmm. or anybody of any fame. They were mm-hmm. untouchable. And now you have direct access. I mean, these are, they're so legit. You are on your phone. They are on their phone. And that's all that's separating
people used
you.
To get to go through their whole comedy or acting or whatever career with very minimal viewage of people's opinions on you.
Yeah.
Now
it's up in seconds.
Yeah. Now, just yesterday, for example, there was a photo out of me and the Vanderpump crew from the holiday party. Pretty sure they were talking about me because everyone else in the photo was like a main cast member. And they were like, God, Lala looks like she's gotten too much Botox. And Ariana wrote back. She was like, Lala's not in this photo. They were talking about me. I was like, first of all, Lala's like a lot hotter than me and like thinner. We don't look anything alike. That's interesting. And then some person like commented below. They were like, no, that's just Kristen's annoying friend. And I was like trying to think of a clever response for that, and I was just like, but it's even something that small, it's like it stings a little. It's kind of funny.
Sure,
but
it does. People are trolls.
I know, but like, but that didn't used to exist. Like,
exactly.
Christy Brinkley didn't get people being like, your face annoys me, Christy.
Yeah, you probably had, her you face had isn't to go annoying, buy a National Enquirer if you wanted to read all the shit.
Yeah, but then people were always like, that's not necessarily true, you know.
Exactly. And that's the same thing online. Most of the stuff isn't true.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I just saw that because I love Dax Shepard's podcast and I love him
I
and
love
Kristen Bell's relationship. They're so
armchair
cute.
Armchair Expert is so good.
So good. I should DM him. Let's make a list of celebrities
he might
to
respond.
DM. Yeah, who knows? But some, I think it's Judy Garland's granddaughter, some scumbag whom he had made out with way before he met Kristen Bell, just decided to come out with a story that, she like he basically cheated on Kristen with her, and it's like, and he responds
is this
like
Liza Minnelli's daughter.
No, am I getting Judy Garland wrong?
Liza Minnelli.
No, not
Judy
Garland.
Daughter.
Sorry. Yeah, you're right. Shoot, I gotta get the right person. I'm gonna pause it. Okay, so I got that wrong. It's Julie Andrews' granddaughter.
Oh.
Yeah, what a scumbag. And then so he responds on Twitter and is basically like, it's not true. Those photos were taken like 4 years prior to that, and it's not the first celebrity she's come after. She willingly comes out about with a drug story about Matthew Perry. It's like that is You're so thirsty. That's like none of your business.
And yeah.
It's just cruel.
Yeah. That's awful. That's what, I mean, the internet created so many nasty things. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so great. And
yeah.
It's such a wonderful, and useful I think that, tool, but it yeah. also came with
she's,
a lot of bad.
And she's a liar. She's a liar about Dax. And I've known Matthew for about 10, 11 years. Pretty sure the stuff she's saying is not true.
Yeah.
I'm almost 100% certain.
She sounds like a total scumbag.
Yeah, but that's the internet now. You'd have to, yeah. you could see, she can just say this stuff and it goes up on Twitter or whatever. You would have to call a magazine, have it printed before and, you know.
Yeah, and they would have to believe you at some point mm-hmm. for you to print, you know, for them to print it.
Because yeah, they probably like money. Fact check and like, yeah, yeah, exactly.
It costs money to actually put something in print. Now you can do it for free
that
on the internet.
A scary thought that you can just use words and destroy people.
Yeah.
Just willy-nilly on the internet now.
Yeah. It's
horrible.
It's the Wild West.
I don't like it at all. You know, we were talking about the fact that we're alone a lot. I really hope that you guys listen to this because I want my niece to have one of these. I want all my friends to have one of these. So this holiday season, give the gift of peace of mind. Gift Katana Safety. It's the first ever personal safety solution with a purpose to prevent sexual assault and other vulnerable situations. Both the loud and silent alarm are monitored by a 24/7 response center and an app that alerts 7 of your loved ones. Isn't that cool?
Wow. This
yeah.
sounds something that is right up my alley because I travel.
You're always alone.
All the time.
Yeah. And we spend more money protecting our credit score or our Amazon packages being delivered. We don't spend enough attention on our personal safety. And so you said they have a 24-hour response center and an app that alerts 7 of your loved ones. So I have an offer for my listeners, and I think this is a great gift for buy it up as stocking stuffers for all your loved ones. Go to www.katanasafety, that's katanasafety.com for 20% off with my promo code BEHERE. Or you can call 1-855-KATANA-1. Again, that's 1-855-KATANA-1, the number one. And use promo code BEHERE for 20% off. I just think it's the greatest thing to come out.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was on Oprah's Favorite Things, too.
That's awesome. Especially in my work capacity, I can't carry things like mace or
exactly.
you know,
mm-hmm.
general, you know, defense
things that you
mechanisms
you, that's
of,
so true you
old.
Can because you can't take them through the security
yeah, TSA won't allow it
yeah
I'm not allowed to have it on the plane so something like this would be ideal.
Well, maybe I'll buy it for you for Christmas
stocking stuffer.
Yeah. So the guy's like sliding into your DMs and we're yeah I wouldn't be responding to I mean respond but like I would I don't think I'd ever go out with someone randomly like that.
I don't think I would either.
Yeah.
It first off, I'm not that kind of lady.
Sure, you're not.
second off, it's
you do very well in Los Angeles when you come and visit.
Hey,
you're like
I don't do well on the internet.
You will not speak further about yeah. that.
That's neither here nor there. I just don't do well on the internet. It's not my thing. That's why the whole Bumble thing, Raya. I'm not, you know,
yeah.
I'm not that into it. I'm not that good at it.
It really gets old after a while.
Yeah, it's just not my thing. And so the whole DMs thing that falls in line there. Mm-hmm. And when it just sometimes you can come off way too thirsty, you know.
Yeah,
just
the guy you're saying.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's a turnoff.
Yeah, totally.
It's not casual like getting to know you. It's you're so good looking, you're stunning, and just these overload.
I mean, I can be told that all day, but no, but it's still it's too much.
It's just it's shallow conversation to me.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's true.
That doesn't stimulate me at all, and it doesn't make me interested in you. If you tell me that I'm good looking, mm-hmm. I don't. That to me is a nice thing to say, but it's not to me a valuable compliment.
Yeah,
like there are so many more things about me that I would rather.
Well, it's because they don't know you
exactly. So
you know?
That's what they're using, and that's not the way that you're gonna get me.
I would have like okay luck with meeting up with people, but I was always like where it would be like a 1 or 2 month hangout and then it would like fizzle out. And I noticed something, I just thought of it when I had paused this and I went to pee real quick. And I might try to work this into my set because I just realized how strange it is. Because I did it the other day and then I realized how many times I've done this. When a guy decides, like, or starts to, like, back away, I force them to tell me why they didn't like me.
Oh, my God.
I did it to someone not that long ago. I wouldn't let them out of their car, or I wouldn't get out of the car.
Do you have, like, a standard question?
No, it's just, like, I'm like, all right. Let's just say in the interest of friends, you tell me what it is about me that, like, I've done it via text before. I've done it. I don't know.
Do they always respond?
Yeah.
What do they say?
I had one say, he does, like, he was a Persian Jew. It was like a, could have been like a religious thing. Just like, I don't really know where I want to go with that. One of them said he's looking for the one. And this was only. Like, we only had two dates, so that was not that long. But that's even weirder of me to be like, I've never really been, like, he, like, basically, I'd rather him ghosted, I think, than break up with me via text.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, let's just say we're friends right now. What was it? And he said it was like a pheromones thing. I don't know. I'm just looking for, like, I'm like, okay.
A pheromones thing?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's probably why you're single and 45, sir.
Yeah.
I mean, pheromones or whatever are important. Someone just said it was not the right time in their life. I don't know. I make them very uncomfortable. It's a very strange thing to do.
That's very interesting that you do that.
Yeah. I want to know. Listen, if I'm going to have spent time in my life with someone, I want a lesson out of it. Otherwise, it's just a time. It's just time.
Yeah.
I don't consider it wasted time, but it's, I want to learn something about it.
That's interesting.
And I like to make them a little uncomfortable.
But do you, I mean, if anybody had anything to say about you, whether
or well, not I also want them to be honest. Part of me is like, are you really being honest?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I was getting at. Like, they could tell you it's your pheromones thing, and mm-hmm. that could be just some bullshit excuse that he uses on every girl that he's not really into.
Mm-hmm.
But do you choose to believe that it was your pheromones? Like,
I don't know if I actually
get you to take action to change your pheromones.
I'm not sure I would ever change anything about it. Wouldn't change anything. I don't even know why I want to know. I think I just want to make them uncomfortable. I don't think I really care about what the answer is.
It's because
of them was like, I'm not Jewish. Okay, I'm not Jewish. Yeah. Pheromones. Whatever that even means. Yeah. It's not the right time. I don't know. So I don't really care about the response. There's just something like evil about me where I get a kick out of making them uncomfortable.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they obviously think I'm weird now, which I don't care.
Yeah. I haven't got on that many dates, but I've never been interested in why it didn't work out. It didn't.
Sometimes I think I literally just do things to get a kick out of it. Like I get a kick out of certain things. It's like when I was first single after John. I would just send weird texts to guys just to see what their response was and just to see, like, what kind of sense of humor they had, or, like, sometimes just because I thought it was funny.
Wow.
There was one I sent for a long time that was, on a scale of 10, how much do you miss me?
I feel like that's not that strange, though. What do you think is the weirdest thing that you've said to a guy to, like, just to get reaction?
I said that they asked what I was doing. I said I had just taken a shower and I turned the water to cold to wake myself up, and I finally felt what it felt like to be poor.
Oh my God.
And I wanted to see if he would have a sense of humor and, like, riff back with me.
Yeah.
I sent the same text to two people. One person riffed back. One person pretended like I did not send that text.
Wow.
I was like, okay, cool. So what are you doing, like, later? I was like, you're just going to ignore that I said that?
So you're gauging personality traits here.
But also, I just am entertaining myself.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get through a Tuesday.
Very good. Yeah. See, I just leave them alone. If I feel like they're not even, like, interested and I'm not into them enough, I don't even care to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't done it every time, but I don't know. It's a fun social experiment.
Yeah.
To see if they'll be honest, too. And what level of because certainly it's not going to work out if that makes them uncomfortable, because then my entire personality is going to. I don't know. I think you should try it.
You just study troll guys all the time. I like it.
No, I don't troll them because I really don't care. Because half the time I've never even liked them that much. It's like,
most trolls don't care.
Yeah, but I'm not trolling them. It's someone I hung out with. Troll is the wrong word. No, troll is the wrong word.
Whatever. It's fun. It sounds like fun.
I think you need to get more into it. Where are you going for the holidays?
I will be in Seattle for Christmas Day. I'm working up until Christmas Eve, so I don't know where I'll be in the country up until then. But I will be in Seattle for Christmas Day and the day after. My older brother will be hosting with his family, and we'll all go over, have some drinks. I'll be day drinking with my Nana, I'm sure. I'm really
she
looking
always
forward
sounds
to that.
So fun.
She is so much fun. She's 75 years young. She looks amazing. And
is she the one that never wanted to get married or had a partner? What? I get, or do
no,
I get her
she got
grandpa
remarried.
Confused?
That my grandpa never got remarried.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad's parents have very, very interesting love lives. They were married to each other back in the day, only married for a few years. Rumor is that one of them wanted to have an open relationship and then kind
was
of
it Nana?
Pulled back. I don't
who
think
was it?
So. I think it was my grandpa.
Okay. Usually is the guy.
Yeah. And then that just didn't work out. So they ended up splitting. And then my Nana ended up remarrying twice.
Ooh.
And then her late husband passed away. And now she's got this like friends with benefits sort of a thing.
It's awesome.
Yeah. She. But I don't know how far these benefits go because she always seems to tell my younger brother that she's not sleeping with him.
Why is she talking about that?
Right? Nobody's asking.
Yeah, no one's asking,
nobody's
Nana.
Nobody's asking. So she's doing that.
She's like, I don't want you to think I'm sleeping with him, okay?
Exactly. She's got this.
You're like, Nana, you're making me uncomfy.
Yeah, 75 years old and she's friend-zoned this guy. And then my grandpa, her ex-husband, he dated the same woman for 30 years. And then she ended up passing away. And now he's rekindled this romance with the former love of his life. Now they're in their late 70s. Both their spouses have passed away. And now they're going
to
Hawaii.
I have that level of drama and excitement in my life when I'm that age.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, unless I like just married to the same person, that would be nice too, but
they're just living their lives.
Yeah. And you really got to catch up, Sabrina.
I'm still in training here.
Okay.
I'm still in training. My grandpa didn't meet his partner of 30 years until he was in his 40s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not that old.
No, I know.
Especially for LA.
I mean, yeah. So I'm not worried about time here.
Yeah.
And they're still living life and partying hard. So I'm excited about Christmas. Got to get to hang out with my Nana. We'll probably play some games and stuff. We always get into
play,
like
drinking
good
games with her.
I did a shambong last year with my Nana,
I don't
and
know
she
what that is.
Beat me. You know, like a beer bong.
Oh, uh-huh.
The champagne.
Eek.
Yeah,
I don't like champagne that much.
Yeah,
headache central.
Yeah,
no one really drinks that much around my family over the holidays. It's like, I mean, it's not like, it's like Nanny doesn't drink, Dick doesn't drink, my mom barely drinks. Like my dad will drink, but it's not like everyone's just like
having drinks.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, my sister's there, like Talia and me, and my dad sometimes will, but not. It's not like a party.
We usually have like there's always a big bottle of like Crown Royal on the table, lots of wine.
Just a bottle
playing.
Of Crown Royal on the table.
Yeah.
That's not something you just keep in a liquor cabinet and fix a drink. You just slam it on the table.
Put it on the counter. Yeah.
And now, is it a shot situation or making drinks?
It's usually somebody sipping on it like neat or on the rocks or something. But it's just, we've just put everything kind of together in a pile on the counter and everybody just, it's like free.
Oh, so it is like a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was like dinner table. Like,
no,
oh, there's a bottle of wine
like
and then
table
just
wine.
Crown
it's
Royal.
Not table Crown.
Table Crown.
Yeah. I'm not having table Tito's here.
You got Kirkland brand.
Yeah.
Crown
Kirkland
Royal.
Kirkland signature. Yeah.
Which also, they make a great vodka.
They do make a great vodka.
All right. Well, I think we need to start enjoying your very short visit here. So I'm going to wrap up the podcast. Happy holidays, everyone. I think that, no, I'll have another podcast out next week before Christmas. But have fun. Be safe. When you support my sponsors, you support me. So use promo code Be Here for both Katana Safety and for MyFit Jeans. As always, thank you so much for listening, guys. I appreciate it more than you know. And I hope you come out to some shows. And I love ya. Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.